K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, midweek Wednesday, January 22nd, 2025. Pearl Project Podcast. All things K-State sports. Whether that is, of course, football, men's, women's basketball. We'll get into that here in just a moment. Women's tennis, indoor track and field, and everything else in between that, including baseball around the corner as well for Kansas State. It's your first time listening to this podcast. Thank you so much once again for stopping by. Give us a listen here whenever you listen to this. This will come out immediately. I know I recorded a couple of women's basketball episodes that'll follow this one. So it's going to be basketball heavy, but again, we will come back to tennis at some point during the week. I don't know when that's going to be, but we're going to be basketball heavy here because I recorded a couple episodes yesterday. This will come out immediately. Baylor for men's basketball. So we got that tonight for Kansas State. And we got the news. I just caught up with the news before hopping on this podcast about Ayoka Lee. Spotify, iTunes, wherever you listen to your podcast, Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. And of course, over on the Podbean channel, our bonus content, Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. That is Greer 3, Eddie's podcast. I did not click on that. There we go. That's what I want right there. I'm going to start off. Go ahead and start off. Kick it off with men's basketball first. Because tonight, Waco, Texas, K-State takes on Baylor. Of course, K-State on a five-game losing streak. The polar opposite of the women's basketball team that don't play until Saturday against Colorado. But K-State, focus on the men for a minute. K-State, Baylor. Baylor, what, 11-6. But 500 in conference play to this point. 3-3, Kansas State Wildcats, Jerome Tang, Coleman Hawkins, David Gasson, 7-10, 1-5 in Big 12 play. What are you going to do if you're Coach Tang, right? Well, obviously, what I've been sitting here clamoring for, play the young guys. And what worries me a little bit, I know I've been saying play the young guys. Like David Castillo jumps right off the page, right? I don't even see Michaela Buddy Rich last couple of games, right? But what I've been hearing, or what I heard anyways, the latest podcast I listened to, that are guys that are more closer to the team, that have more of a closer ear, like Three Mall Pod. Because I didn't know he was doing bad, but damn, David Castillo. I mean, yeah, look, I guess what they call it, right? Freshman mistakes, if you will. Not the bar, but this is what I'm talking about, right? You cannot always rely on, well, given the fact that K-State hit on it the first in Jerome Tang's first season here, but again, you just don't know what you could get from a transfer portal, right? So, and yeah, but I didn't know, like, listen to that, like, this is that 3 month episode where they talked about Jerome Tang, you know, playing the guys that want that. Do care about being in Manhattan, wanting to play for Kansas State, right? So it's like you grit your teeth a little bit, but at the same time, you know, he's got to get, if they're saying, if you know, look, you recruited him, right? So you recruited these guys, so they have, you have to get him on the floor. You can't let him just sit rot on the bench, or they're gonna hit the transfer portal anyway, regardless, right? So we'll see what happens. Jerome Tang, former assistant at Baylor, long-time assistant at Baylor. Then, of course, we know how he got here, K-State. So that is, I had a time up here. Now I don't. That was, hang on just 1 second. Yeah, that's an 8 central tip for in Waco, Texas, K-State. So can they find the answers, right? Can they find the answers there to try to win? Try to do something positive down there. So that's tonight on the men's side. But on the women's side, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer, the third host of this Kansas State podcast. Ayoka Lee. Well, obviously, they did an x-ray. It was after the game on Sunday. And from what I read from the K-State report, that I'm going to read it straight from here. An x-ray was conducted Sunday and a precautionary MRA was taken a couple days ago. Confirmed fracture in her foot. let's see. A probable return before the end of the season's out. And Look, obviously, you know, that's what we have right now. Obviously, she averaged up until this point anyways. Didn't even play. Look, they were trying to reserve her, and rightfully so. They had their reasons, and I agree. But still, it's very unfortunate that she gets hurt again. And look, they didn't give it, well, obviously gave us a timetable because they don't know how long she's out, but they did. But the article said here, you can pull it up on K-State Sports to read more. But just going off of what I just read to you and what I just read before hopping on here, a proper return. If I were the Clinton staff and Jeff Mitty, I would, and given the fact that you're deep in that position, given that you hit, speaking of transfer portal, you hit in this area in the offseason, and not only that, you hit it out of the park with Tamir Poindexter, who is right now in another zip code, I would give it to the end of the regular season. Because obviously this team's going to go to the postseason. Unlike the men. Well, the men, they still have the Big 12 tournament, but this team's going to go deep, much deeper than that. You're going to make a run for the Big 12 tourney, not only that, but also trying to get back to the NCAA. Well, they're going to get qualified for the NCAA tournament, but you're trying to make a much more deeper run in the tournament, like get to the second round, like I predicted last year, but fell short to point at Colorado this weekend. I would hold her out until regular season's over. I'm just gonna play precaution. I've said this probably every episode. When we talk about women's basketball, given Yoki's history, now you add this on top of it, I would give her the end of the regular. I want to rush her back. It's like Yoki is too valuable, as we all know from her time that she arrived from Byron, Minnesota, to Manhattan, Kansas. We know how valuable she is to this team. We saw it last year, the downfall in the second half, and they being number two team in the country, and then that all kind of dwindled down a little bit from there. So yeah, you want to hold her, you want to make sure she is right health-wise. We know she's a star player. Obviously, she's your number one player, star player, right? But given the fact that you're deep in this area now, Kennedy Taylor's had a great game. Gisela Sanchez had a great game last week against Arizona. Continues to find her groove back after she was nicked up early in the season. Eliza Maupin, you know how talented she is. And then Imani Lester, you're deep in that position. Give her the rest that she needs and go from there. And this team, obviously, Serena Sundell, Jalen Glenn, Zianna Walker, Terrence Ides. That's the whole team, Jalen Glenn. That's the whole entire team we just named off. They're going to have to step up, and they're going to have to do better than what they did last year. Because right now, you're in a tit-for-tat with TCU, who right now are trading blows. Y'all trading blows right now, 19-1 overall. 9th and 10th in the rankings, 8 and AP top 25, 7-0 in conference play. You're literally going after each other. So, no doubt, it's a big loss, obviously, but you're the coaching staff, obviously. I'm not telling you what to do. You guys know what you're doing. But, obviously, you have to find ways. Well, not find a way, but obviously, you know, get her healthy for the postseason. If I was the coach of this team, obviously I'm not, but if I'm head coach of this team, you know, given the fact that, you know, hey, you need her for the Big 12 tournament and the NCAA tournament. Get her, and I know you want to bring her back before that point, and maybe that is the right decision, but again, maybe one or two games before that, but probably the latter. Now that I think about it, but if that's the best case scenario, bring her back. I know it's the postseason, but you have her fresh and ready to go, just like the other thing, like pretty much like the Kansas City Chiefs, right? They played all those games, played 3 games in 10 days. This is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State Sports. Eddie Greer, Basketball Wednesday edition of the podcast. But Yeah, they benefited from that, and they're a little more frustrated because, yeah, they have a much older team, but look at where they're at now, well, obviously, for what it is, right? So for you bring, but for this case here, yeah, I would bring Aoka back in the postseason. That way, she's fresh, and yeah, maybe you give her some workouts here and there and all that. I wouldn't bring her back until the Big 12, but again, the second option, maybe bring her back towards the end of regular season, like it did say in this latest report. You can go on kstatesports.com to read the entire thing. But that's the latest there on Aoka Lee after getting hurt again, unfortunately, in the win against Arizona State last weekend in Manhattan. So basketball on tap for men tonight against the Baylor Bears. We'll see if the forecast is any better for this men's basketball team. We'll see, or if the trend continues for this men's basketball team. Of course, ladies, the 10th ranked Kansas State ladies basketball team, finally in the top 10. They will face off against Colorado, a team that knocked them out of the postseason of the NCAA tournament at home a year ago. That's on Saturday at 2 Central Time out west in Boulder, Colorado. Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. You can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily or that or whatever. I have a chance to record K-State content. Like, subscribe. Y'all know what to do there as well, especially you're a fan, K-State fan, here in the Midwest, in particular Manhattan, but also if you're like me in Kansas City, a K-State fan in the middle of this KU Mizzou stuff, definitely make sure you subscribe to this podcast and make sure you tell a friend and hit that notification bell every time I post an episode. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California, Eddie Greer, Kansas City, Missouri. This has been another K-State episode of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. We'll talk to y'all here throughout the week, per usual. Go Cats.